to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so jazzed about today's show with Dr. Scott Lynch and Tim Ticehurst, because we are going to kick seasonal blues, whatever it is that's going on right now, that's bringing you down, that's causing that smiley face to get a little bit crooked. We're going to address it today. I'm here with two incredible people that not only know a lot about how to help you put that smile on your face, the smile that would make you smile not only on the outside, but from the very, very magnificence, the bright light from within. And I get to have these conversations with them because they not only help others, people like Benny and me, do that.
I let her speak for me all the time. Have you not noticed that already?
Yeah. Isn't that pretty good? Don't we have a good time with that?
Yeah.
We're just going to do that or slap you silly. One or the other. And so today's show is the beginning of a conversation about how to bring the light into your life, how to address some of the things that may be going on the outside, how to thrive in every minute of every day, how that affects both body, mind, and spirit in what we do. And for many people that, you know, don't understand, why am I feeling a little blue today? We're going to address that issue. Dr. Scott Lynch, many of you have heard him before. He has been on the Dr. Pat Show, I believe, for close to 2 years now. And his mission is to help individuals enjoy the highest quality of life possible by helping them become a greater expression of their innate potential. So you know what? That statement is what today's show is about, and much more. He is also the founder of Crown Hill Chiropractic. He has talked about the essence of chiropractic healing, as well as the ancient modality and the history of this, to bring this to contemporary times. We've talked about anywhere from topics around autism to digestion to ADD, all of the D's. We've talked about adjustments in neurology, in how we extend our bodies and our lives. We've talked about, you name it, it's there. And he's joining us today. Along with him is Tim Ticehurst. And what I want to share with you about Tim is an extraordinary talent for bringing the nature of homeopathy to the current times, to let everybody know that there is a power and presence of what we understand about the people that we're in front of. What I can tell you about Tim is that when you have a moment to be with him, when you approach him, you are going to get his entire essence. You're going to get who he is. You're going to get a listening ear that you do not get in traditional medicine. He's not going to pull you in and rush you out. It's not going to happen. And that's why they're joining me today, to ensure that by the end of the show, you're going to know how to put that smile on your face. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. Wonderful.
Wow.
That's a great introduction.
Thanks. I think the show's over. We don't need to say anything.
You know, I had an interesting experience this morning in my interview with Ori Geller, and I was reminded of the magnificence of who we are, not only in these bodies, but in the magnificence of who we are when we move beyond them. And I thought about our conversation today and the work that both of you have done to help our listeners understand the true nature and the magnificence and the power that they have. And so how appropriate is it that we're doing a show today that will help people, you know, smile both on the outside and within? So thank you both for joining the show today. Let me ask you this question. Why is it that, in your opinion, why is it that we may be sensing these ups and downs in emotionally in our lives right now? I just had Pete Siegel on, and we were talking about, you know, the external world. But what is it that both of you face when people come to you?
Well, I think the first question you have, why is it that it's going on? I don't know if it's ever not gone on. You know, I mean, we have great texts of thousands of years old, and you know, it's all about the ups and downs of life, and how we work to get around them. I think that's just the nature of life. But when we get stuck, in an up or a down, or the alternating between the two, when it becomes a pattern, that becomes the problem. In my mind. And so when I see people, they come and they bring their stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm glad you said that. In a few minutes, Angela Pfeiffer will be joining us, and we'll be continuing this conversation as well. But, you know, Tim, what you just pointed out, amen. Thank you for reminding us. Because I don't know about you, but you grow up with a grandmother that, you know, used to talk about the Depression.
Right.
And she used to say to me, listen, honey, shut up. Because you want to talk about hard times. Let me tell you what it was like, and we can go into the old, I can do the whole Italian accent and the whole thing. But it's very real for people.
But what a great term that they put to this part of our, you know, United States history, the Great Depression. I mean, to label it that, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It is. And, you know, we've come to know that there are some things like seasonal affective disorder that, especially if you're living in a place where it's like gray a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're even having a little bit of blue going on, all you need is to have a few clouds come in for 68 days straight in a row.
There you go.
How about you, Dr. Scott? Tim, thank you.
Well, I agree 100% with what Tim just said, is that I think a lot of people have highs and lows on a regular basis at different times due to external variables or internal variables. But when it hits a point where it actually becomes, it affects your life like seasonal affective disorder or depression, that's when we really need to call to action. One thing we really experience a lot in our office is when people do feel a bit depressed during the holidays or a bit tired, a bit run down, is rather than saying, hey, that's a problem, we look at it and say, is it going to allow you to find some solutions to what's going on? Is it a time, for example, during the holidays and during the winter time that you need to rest more? If we look at hunters and gatherer tribes, they, during the winter time, would rest a lot more. And we, with being a maxed out society, are often constantly going and going and going. And so I think this is a real good time of the year to really go inside, as we talk about, and start to figure out what patterns need to change for the new year, what's actually normal and healthy and what isn't, and then start to identify and make those changes with the team. But rather than to say, I feel tired or run down, this is a problem, that could be your body telling you something that it's like, hey, now is the time for rest and repair. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and honor that process rather than try to fight it.
Mm. And I knew that we would have such an inspirational conversation around this today.
Yeah.
Because I looked at what we were going to talk about, and I looked at my life, especially over the past 3 weeks. Mm. And I realized, actually the past 4 weeks, I realized that coming up into this, you know, the time where I'm going to have almost 4 days almost off, that we go, 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 go. Mm. Part of it is because we have passion.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are things we love to do.
Absolutely.
And so we are fulfilled by them.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that, there are things we must do.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily fulfilling, but the end result is cool. Aren't we breaking our bodies down here?
We definitely are. And we were just talking to Tim a little about my original mentor, Dr. Sigafoos, who joined
yes.
us one of the shows. And he would, if you had him as a mentor, you had to actually schedule rest and repair time into your lives and take time off of this loving service that we do on a daily basis, because it is important for us to really take a step back and to reflect and evaluate and to heal ourselves. And so I do agree we have that passion, but it's so very, very important to really honor our bodies, our minds, and our spirits by rest mm-hmm. and relaxation. So
yeah.
I completely agree with what you just said. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, take a look at nature right now. You know, wintertime, what is nature doing? It's going inside. It's just totally, all right, let's back off. It has the plan. We're not in tune with that. Why is that?
Well,
I mean, why can't we look at a rabbit that goes down the hole and says, hey, I'm taking off for a few months? Or the bear who says,
yeah. I love the bear.
It's time to go night-night.
You yes.
know? Look at the tree. I mean, this tree right out here at the window. What is it doing? It is conserving its energies. It's going inward. It's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting, it's doing it what it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what we're going to talk about here today and more is really how to thrive as we may be hit sometimes with one of the more emotional times of the year as we're moving forward. Also, you know, how the weather does affect us, what it means in terms of seasonal affective disorder, but also what we can do if, in fact, we create our own seasonal affective disorder around the holidays. Correct. And so joining us today, as I said before, Dr. Scott Lynch, Tim Ticehurst, and Angela Pfeiffer are here in the studio. They are better known, Benny, as...
The panel.
Oh, where's the reverb?
Hey, you get what you asked for. Yeah.
Good job, man.
Awesome. I did my best with the thorn throat already.
That's exactly. Right. And we want to invite you all out there. If you've got comments or questions, want to join us. I know we're going to be giving some things away. I'm just not sure what they are right now. But if you have comments or questions, want to chime in, want to get your questions, the phone line is open now. We're going to keep it open throughout the show because this is such an important conversation. I want to make sure that you have information from three of the leading experts in their fields. And so that way to do that is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let us help you put that smile on your face, a smile that is authentic, that comes from within, and really exudes the power that you absolutely have. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And you can find out more about us hitting it up at www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back.
I feel good.
The panel. The panel.
I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow. I feel nice.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. C-R-E-O-M-U-N-D-I. That's creomundi.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Hello, this is Douglas McQuarrie from Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. Over the last 22 years, you've been listening to me talk about the merits of sleeping with 100% natural products. Now I want you to hear me. Not just listen to me, but hear me all the way into your heart. This is very important. We're all trying to wake up to be in the present moment. We're finding that any time we're in the dead past or the non-existent future, it hurts. When we find ourselves in the present moment, we're alive, fully alive. As you've experienced, it's hard to stay in that present moment. Which brings us to the subject of your bed. Your bed is not only offers your body, but your entire being dynamic rest. From that dynamic rest comes dynamic awakeness in the present moment. Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company is located at 101 Nickerson, two blocks west of the Fremont Bridge on the Queen Anne side. Please call us at 206-282-1717 or visit our website at soaringheart.com. Thank you.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
They can't stop me from rapping, Kenny. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm thrilled to be bringing this conversation to you with some of, you know, as I said before, leaders in the field of the work that they do. Dr. Scott Lynch, of course, of Crown Hill Chiropractic, Tim Ticehurst of Seattle Homeopathy, and Angela Pfeiffer of the Nourish Body. And we're here today to talk about seasonal affective disorder, which is SAD. But I love the way it was written down on the paper, which is seasonal affective disorder, which is SED. And what I mean by that is whatever it is that's going on, the question that shows up in life is, are we being as effective as we possibly could be with the least amount of stress? Angela, I know you have something to say about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that as a society, we're functioning in life almost at a tipping point. And you throw onto that lack of sunlight, the depressive season of the holidays, which seems so counter, that saying is just wrong to me, because I think it's such a wonderful, warm time to be together with your family. And yet, I think it's a learned response that everybody says how hectic the holidays are. We see our moms growing up running around, you know, frantically trying to get everything done. And I think it's something that is learned and passed on. With everybody at their tipping point, you throw into that extra shopping and getting together with family and all, you know, the holiday cheer, if you will. Mm. And it pushes people over the edge. And I think when you grow up and watch that happening, you can then grow up and do that yourself. And it's interesting to what is seasonal affective disorder, what is holiday blues, as you were saying earlier, Dr. Pat, and then, you know, what is depression? And, you know, if you're crying for no apparent reason, if you've got decreased interest in pleasurable activities, you know, there's a few things that can kind of cue in. Your sleep is disrupted. And there's so much that you can, like, cue in to say, okay, wait a second, I'm not paying enough attention to myself, which I go back to every single show, that we just do not pay enough attention to ourselves. And so you throw into that the need with the holidays to do for everyone else even more. And we get drained.
Mm-hmm. We do get drained. And, you know, Angela, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to continue this conversation with you into the next year. And that is, how do we even identify what it means to take care of ourselves? And this is really an important conversation, because sometimes we look at this and we say, oh, you know, there she is, that Dr. Pat again, you know, with these 10-day trips to Belize or something like that. But let's break it down, because we can have 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minute sessions with ourselves. Is this not true, or am I, like, you know, making it up?
No, it's absolutely completely true. And when I work with people in my practice, I ask them, what do you do to relieve stress? And usually they don't do anything. And so I just ask them to start, just meditate or do some deep breathing exercises for just 5 minutes a day. And when I get the, oh, I don't know when I'm going to fit that in. Oh, I just can't relax. Oh, I can't. You know, my mind just races, which to me, it's always, then you really need to practice this, because you need to learn. It's a learned response. You've learned how to be anxious in our society. You've learned how to be stressed. You've learned how to ride at high octane. You need to learn how to calm down, how to bring it down, how to be back in yourself and really focus within. And that it takes a very practiced mind. And you're only going to do it through practice.
Well, and that's why I love the conversation we're having, because, you know, first of all, if you're sitting listening to the show and you're thinking, how the heck am I going to get things going? I don't have, you know, $5,000 in my budget. We're here to provide you with solutions that are real. We're real people. These are real times. And we're here with real solutions. Tim, how about you from your perspective, mm-hmm. you know, from the work that you do in homeopathy? Mm-hmm. I mean, many people think that there's a magic bullet here.
Magic bullet. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I think it's out there. I think the society says, hey, there's something that's available for me. And from my perspective, I think there actually is. And I think that's what homeopathy...
That's why I asked you, Tim.
a question.
It's not magic. It's basically a substance that we resonate with. And that's homeopathy, this idea that we resonate with a substance. And it's from a place of... this substance is very close to
who I am and what I am. I just had a patient recently who talked about swans over and over again, and that she was the ugly duckling.
Mm.
And she used to freak out about this as a girl, that I am the ugly duckling. And she used this hand gesture in the clinic, was this kind of clawing. And I was like, what is that? Mm-hmm. She used it over and over again. And she's like, I don't know. What is it? It's like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave her the remedy Cygnus, which is homeopathic swan.
Mm-hmm.
And it correlated exactly to, and she talked about just over and over again, just this romantic disappointments over and over mm-hmm. and over and over, mm-hmm. divorces. And so it really, this remedy correlates quite well. But she talked about this thing that she felt she was. So from that standpoint, this is what homeopathy is, that this resonance to a substance. Mm. And think about a swan. I mean, what an amazing creature.
Yeah.
But we have it as a medicine, you know, mm. from the feather of the swan. And it's, you know, this is unheard of, this whole world that I'm talking about. But it exists. And when people have that resonance that meets their own dis-resonance, so mm-hmm. to speak, when they come together, beautiful things happen. I don't know why it happens.
Right.
I can't even begin to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that we have 200 years of information that says this is true. Clinical observation and provings that says, hey, this actually works. When it works,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And this is why we're having this conversation, really opening a lot of doors. I know, Dr. Scott, you know, the work that you've done. I mean, there's a wide range of people that you come in and work with. And you've shared some of the stories, stories not only from your current practice, but from the trips that you've taken.
Right.
I think trips to Panama. I hope I'm not making this up.
No,
I'm using my memory.
You're on target. You're on target.
And different places where
yeah.
folks have come in by the hundreds, maybe even by the thousands.
Yep.
And you were able to help them. How is it that you can describe the power of what you've been able to do in the context of having people create that smile?
That's really the deal right there, is the context of having people create that smile, once again, is from the inside out. And so chiropractic from day one, since 1895, when they actually created an art and science behind it, was identifying the fact that man the physical and man the spiritual exist. But there's a direct link between those two, and that happens via the nerve system, because the nervous system allows the physical life to move through the body, also the intelligence of our spiritual and our mind to move through the nerve system to actually generate life in the body. And so we never treat conditions. You know, a positive side effect, once again, of adjustment is the fact that you can have, a disease process such as heart disease begin to improve. Now, does it reverse? No, but you can say if the nerves are functioning more efficiently with your body, and our body is programmed for health, we can return to a better state of health and homeostasis. And that help happens when people, from their emotional sides and their physical sides. And so that's the reason we see so many individuals heal up. Similar to Tim, is we've had an individual come in just recently who was depressed, physically and emotionally depressed. Like, their body was weak, their mind was really scattered. And as soon as they started getting adjusted, they found more vibration in their bodies, what they described it as. They found more energy moving through their body. And what we found was the key is that they had multiple areas where they had subluxation or misalignments in the spine, where that vital life supply was being shut down. And as a result, they weren't able to really break from the patterns they were creating. And so by just a couple simple adjustments, and then we always recommend the book called The 3-Minute Meditator, which is 3 minutes to meditate. And most people say, well, I don't know how to meditate. And the idea is, if you just take 3 minutes of intentionally clearing your mind or going into your mind and focus on healing, you are meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody that starts gets adjusted. They're recommended to do some meditation, some relaxation. And inevitably, almost everybody starts to heal up of every condition they show up with. And then we go on to the other peak living stuff, which is nutrition and mindset and those other aspects.
You know, that's why when we talked about bringing the panel together, we talked about really taking a mind-body-spirit approach to the conversation, each topic. And it's been incredibly helpful for so many people. I want to let everybody know, we'd love to take your calls, comments today. I know Benny is busy flagging a couple of the calls. But what we'd like to do is, for the first three or four folks that call, we have special gifts we'd like to give you. 1-800-930-2819. What are we planning to do?
I know from Crown Hill Chiropractic, we're going to give away, it's called the Holiday Health Pack, which is due to the fact for the season, we give away cod liver and fish oil to help with omega-3s.
Yay.
We also give a cervical pillow and it's called a warming rice bag. And so it's a bag you put in the microwave.
I want that. Tim and I are looking at each other going, I want that.
Okay.
I know what we're getting for Christmas, Tim.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we'll be doing, and then we'll go around the horn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm offering a full consultation.
Wow, that's a full, and Angela.
Lovely, 30-minute phone consultation.
30-minute phone consultation. And this is the spirit of Thanksgiving. So it's very simple. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And you'll be able to decide which gift you would like to have. First caller, of course, gets the first choice to decide and so forth and so on. 1-800-930-2819. Comment, question about our topic today, about whether or not you are able to put that smile on your face. And we'd love to hear from you. What I love about what we're talking about, I also said that, you know, there is something in my mind that's called SED, mm-hmm. seasonal affective disorder. And what I mean by that is, I think that for me, there have been times, especially around the holiday season, where I wasn't sure that I could even operate fully.
Right.
You know, my mind, let alone, you know, Angie, my body, mm-hmm. right. but, you know, getting it together. And you know how this demonstrated is that one year I was cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and it was early in my life, and so I wasn't really sure about cooking, but I got to tell you that I put the turkey in the oven for 5 hours. You ready? Never turn the oven on.
Ooh.
Okay? Now, you've got to know. Okay, that's it. The panel just lost it. Now,
turn the barbecue
how
on.
How does that happen? Well, it happens for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, earlier in my life, definitely I could do things like that. But I'll tell you, I learned an incredible amount about that. Let's take a short break. 1-800-930-2819. We've got a couple calls. I think we have room for one more. We are going to be right back with the panel.
Dr. Scott Lynch.
Tim Tysart.
Angela Piper.
We'll be right back with The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One the Movie and find your answers.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message has been brought to you by Dean's Beans. For more information, visit deansbeans.com.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Piper, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourish Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5222.
Dr. Helene Leonetti has a way of loving unconditionally and leading her patients towards practical control of their own body, mind, spirit health. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, and perfect health is our birthright. We're responsible for healing our soul, and Dr. Leonetti can help. Balancing your hormones and choosing nutrition is then easy and very successful. Visit HeleneBLeonettiMD.com or call Dr. Leonetti at 610-882-3100.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Today's show with the panel is to help each and every one of us get that smile on our face, even during the crunch time, even during what's going on. I'm joined by Dr. Scott Lynch, Tim Ticehurst, and Angie Pfeiffer. And Angie, let's take a look at this from a nutritional point of view, if we may.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, in my practice, I don't sell supplements. So I'm not coming at this trying to sell any product by any means. But what I see across the board is that we're deficient in omega-3s, we're deficient in vitamin D, and especially here in the Northwest, both of those. And both have been linked to depression, among other conditions. You know, in our, the way we eat, the omega-3s to omega-6s ratio, you want to have about 2 to 3 times omega-6 to omega-3. And I think currently we're about 12 to 15 times omega-6 to omega-3. And omega-3 is involved in the sheath around your nerves. And so it helps with in brain neurotransmitter conduction. And we simply aren't getting enough. I mean, so many people aren't eating enough fish or fish product. And besides that, then we couple that with the vitamin D deficiency. And I have to say, I have never seen someone come through my practice that has not been vitamin D deficient. And I have reports of, you know, other nutritionists that I know of that are colleagues that we talk all the time. And I will see labs come through for the status of vitamins and minerals. Vitamin D is rock bottom. And yet, the doctors, it's been my experience, the doctors are offering supplementation for almost everything except the vitamin D.
I know.
What are you guys doing? I don't understand why you wouldn't just hone in and focus on that one. And it's interesting because we all talk about calcium for bones, but if you don't have enough vitamin D, you're not going to lay down enough bone. I mean, they're all interconnected. I think there's like 19 nutrients that are involved in bone formation, but calcium is always touted and given away in these huge jugs to go take your calcium. And vitamin D is so important. If you live above the 35th latitude, which is basically a little bit lower than San Francisco, you're not going to get any kind of vitamin D conversion in your skin year round. And you only get it for a couple, few months out of the summer. And yet, I mean, I'm 36. It's going to be very interesting watching the kids that came up right behind me, that generation, they're going to have such widespread osteoporosis because they've had sunscreen slapped on them year round, all day, every day, out of the sun. I mean, we as a society, even 100 years ago, we've all been moving indoors. We don't even get exposed to the sunlight for the sun, like the brightness properties to help us with our moods. And we don't get the conversion of vitamin D in our skin. And I think those coupled with each other really show a lot of issues as you move further and further north. We're seeing rickets come back in the U.S., which is, of course, vitamin D deficiency, where your bones are so soft that they malform in children, which is just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And I know skin cancer is out there. Please understand, I'm not touting go slap baby oil on and bake in the sun, but 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes without any sunscreen on a day, that's it. Let your kids play, stand there with the bottle in your hand. 5 minutes, come here, slap it on them, and let them go out and go again. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's just a little bit that you need, and then you're going to store that up to go over winter. Supplementation, I highly recommend omega-3s. And we are just chatting about cod liver oil because it's got a vitamin D component as well. Nordic Naturals, I know, is I don't know if they've been on your program. They're wonderful. Love them. If you take the liquid form and in a spoonful, they've got lemon, they've got orange flavor. It's an oil texture in your mouth, but it tastes like orange or lemon, not fish at all.
Exactly.
But if you take the capsule form, you have to take it with food that has fat in it. Otherwise, you're not going to absorb it. You eat proteins, you eat carbs, you eat fat, you put them in your mouth, and your body then signals, okay, fat's on its way. But if you put a capsule in your mouth and put it in your stomach, where, you know, your body has no idea it's on its way. So you're not really going to absorb what you're
taking
in.
That's a good point. So for those people that are popping up in the morning and they're taking, you know, fish oil as one of the first things they take without any fat, without anything else.
They're pretty much washing it through their system. They might get a little absorption, but it's in no way, shape, or form going to digest and absorb like it should be.
That's the tip of the month right there.
Absolutely. You want to take that. Vitamin D, if you're get some sun exposure. You're not going to need so much in the summer, but you can increase your dosage as you go through the winter. I heard this said by an ND that I work with, and I love the statement that if you're depressed, go and get your vitamin D level status assessed and then supplement, because I pretty much can guarantee you're going to be low. If you're not depressed, go and get your vitamin D level assessed and then supplement, because I pretty much guarantee you're going to be low. It's just where we live. Yeah. It's absolutely where we live.
The point that we're making here today is, you know, and this is why I love doing the shows, is that there is a solution right now, and we break it down into street smart, make it happen format. And so part of the conversation is really helping us put that smile on our face. I know, Benny, we've got a few questions here.
Yep, let's run off to Dorothy from Issaquah. She actually has a daughter with SAD, so let's bring her on.
Hi.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
I am so grateful for this program.
Thank you very much.
Because my daughter was diagnosed with this, and they have put her on a antidepressant.
Okay.
And just the name of it scares me.
Sure.
And so I want to know if Scott Lynch is the same young man who was in, has an office in Duval.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You are.
Yep.
Yes, so, he is.
Okay. So she lives there. So would that be the best place to start, get her into Dr.
I would definitely,
Lynch?
I would love to talk with her and see if there's a way we can help. And then I would also, after we do speak with her, think about utilizing the services of the panel here, of the expertise and the many different facets that can generally help. And I've seen some individuals with SADS who had a severe disorder with it, where they had to actually seek other help. But most of the folks that we've worked with in the past have had pretty good results with reevaluating and getting back on track. And just like with Angie said, there is some really great solutions that can be done naturally.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned because I know that the name of the product that she takes, there are people who have had real severe side effects and terrible emotional things happening.
Right.
And so I'd rather start with what you have to offer and slowly wean her off that. Because
And it's difficult because medication, is in some cases, it's necessary. In others, I wonder what other interventions could be done to see if we can get some movement. SAD is definitely something that can be debilitating. It's usually not full-blown depression, so there may be kind of a window there that we can say, okay, let's try a few things. Definitely getting vitamins and mineral status analyzed and take a look at those and see what we can do with diet, other lifestyle factors, how much stress is seen, or what can other people kind of take over and help unburden with that. And then, of course, the other modalities here can all help. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me because antidepressants to me are so widely overused.
Oh, yes.
And you look at the side effects, and usually it's weight gain, loss of libido. You know, they just kind of moderate you without any highs and lows. And I know you don't want the lows anymore, but then where are the highs? And the loss of libido and weight gain would then further depress. So it's hard. Right. Yeah, it's very hard to deal with.
How old is your daughter?
She's actually 32.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
And she lives around here?
And she lives, she lives in Duval, and she also, some of the SADs may, she has an autistic boy that they're trying to deal with too. And so it's the combination, but your program today is just fascinating.
Well, also what I want to say about this is I know Dr. Scott and the panel as well can also have a conversation about the young child and autism, because we've done an entire series on this. And one of the things we've learned is there are incredible things we can do right now, especially with modalities that are helping countless children with autism. Mm-hmm. So good. Start off with Dr. Scott. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'll get a... you have a phone number for him in Duval?
Benny will be able to give you all of that information as well. Go ahead, Dr. Scott.
So the phone number in Duval is 844-8000, and you can reach us at drscottlynch.com.
Is that 425?
Is it?
It is 425, okay. Yes.
Go ahead. For one more time, the whole number.
The whole number is 425-844-8000 and on the web at drscottlynch.com.
Let's take a moment right now, and thank you so much for calling in.
You.
Benny,
thank
do we
you.
Have, you've got it covered. Let's take a moment right now to go around and let's have folks have your websites, because each of you has incredible websites, and I want our listeners to know about that.
Tim Ticehurst, my phone number is 206-240-9513, and it's homeopathyseattle.com.
Angela Pfeiffer at thenourishedbody.com, 425-747-5282.
And Dr. Scott Lynch.
Website. Where are you? Where do we find you?
CrownHillChiropractic.com. And phone number in Seattle is 206-782-8800. Or on the east side, 425-844-8000.
All right. And we've got a couple of calls coming in. We're going to take them because this is a topic that I know for me is very important. We're going to take a short break in a minute. But what I want to say is we've got people calling in and definitely have gotten the attention of our listeners. I want to say that has to do with the quality of what each of you brings to this conversation. And before we go to break, I want to go around and ask you to come just to present to our listeners what you believe in a really short sentence is the most important thing they can hear today.
Dr. Scott Lynch, that I believe that really is having a healthy outlook is the number one thing that people can start with for the holidays. Your previous person that you worked with, Pete Siegel, was amazing to listen to. Also, having a nervous system that's free-flowing and functional for all health to be built from, I think that's number one thing in the world that individual can do for their health and wellness. So having a healthy nervous system and a great outlook are two things that are paramount for health.
When we come back from break, we're going to hear from Tim Ticehurst about that and Angie Pfeiffer around that. And we'll pick up. We've got a couple of more callers right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit passionatepinky.com.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.com.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Indeed, I love that song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, the phones have been absolutely off the hook, and we're thrilled to have the panel here with us. Tim, we still need to hear from you and Angie, but before we do that, Benny, let's take our call.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Kay from Burien.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, how do you deal with relatives during this time when you need the cooperation and you go from frustration to anger to sadness?
Okay, I'm even going to weigh in on that one.
You will.
But, I mean, let's hear from... Because, Angie, I think it goes back to what you said earlier, and that is we've got to take time right now to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. But each of you have something to say about that, I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, do you have to see your relatives? I mean, is it compulsory or
I do.
Voluntary?
She's a sister, and our folks are coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
And so we need to cooperate and make a plan, and mm-hmm. she just doesn't commit. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, like I say, it goes from frustration to anger to just sadness.
Yeah.
And you talk to her ahead of time and ask her...
Oh, 3 months worth.
State mm-hmm. your intentions and what you need for her to help with and try to have that conversation.
Yep, all I need is her to tie down some dates.
Mm-hmm.
And she is busy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, so partially I understand,
mm-hmm.
but she's known for 3 months they were going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break here.
You know, let me give you a solution that I use.
Okay. Yeah, I know how to deal with myself.
Yeah, I'm going to help you with this,
okay,
because,
good.
You know, beyond nutrition, beyond homeopathy, and beyond, chiropractic, let me give you an immediate thing that you can do, because I think we all come across folks that show up on our path, and we kind of wonder, man, how did they get there? One of the things I learned in my life, certainly not early on, but later in life, is I learned that every person that shows up in my life, for whatever reason, is there for... to help me on my path to greater good. But rather than get into a whole show on that, I'm going to give you something really simple.
Yes.
What is her name? What is your sister's name?
Dawn?
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn.
D-A-W-N.
Yeah. Okay. So what I've learned is this. When I come across folks like this, and believe me, I do, I praise them and I raise them. Without question, every moment that they come across my path where I'm feeling a little something going on inside, which I know is really part of my journey, I stop right then and I say, I praise Dr. Scott. I raise Dr. Scott in the name of love. I praise Tim. I raise Tim in the name of love. I praise Angie. I raise Angie in the name of love. And I praise Dawn and I raise Dawn in the name of love. And I'm wondering if that's something that you can say with me right now.
Okay.
And there's a physical part of this, but right now on radio, what I'm inviting you to do is praise her and raise her without any thought of the frustration, but honoring her where she is. And at the same time, praise and raise yourself. Okay?
Okay.
How about giving it a shot?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. I praise Dawn
and I raise
Dawn
in the name of love.
How'd that feel?
It feels peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Or towards peaceful.
Practice.
Yeah. And what I want you to do is, boy, I'm telling you, you're not in one of my classes, or you get that 70 times a day for 70 days. But right now, what I'd invite you to do is play with it. Say it. Smile. Dance to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Try that on and know that you get to be who you are and Dawn gets to be who she is. And regardless of all of that, you're going to have a fabulous, fabulous holiday.
Yes, thank you. And is there some nutrition that, you know, something that I can eat to kind of perk up my...
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Real quick.
Specific.
Rhubarb pie.
Rhubarb pie.
A big dollop of whipped cream. You know, I just say be good to yourself and really keep the variety up. Look for color and go for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cook those foods that you just love and they mean something to you and feel that emotional connection and enjoy the people that you're around and know that you can walk into any situation with intent, with a positive intent or... full of negativity and be have that whole situation come out differently. And if you can walk into each with positive intent and love and just practice that, I think that you'll come out the other end happier.
So it's okay to spoil yourself at this time. Mm.
You know what? I when I talk to my patients in my practice, I'm like, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Have a piece of pie for me.
Yeah.
Please enjoy.
Baby.
I want you to eat whole, healthy, real food, and I want you to enjoy every bite of it. That is my intention for you.
Okay, you got that?
Thanks. So much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Wow. Great question. Great show. You know, and let's get back to Tim. I, in following the conversation that Dr. Scott started, I wanted to go back to Tim and both Angie about today's show. And what is probably, I don't know, what was that? And one of the most important things we could let people know about this.
Well, I think we just said it right there. I mean, with this caller, it's just let Dawn be Dawn. And let her be her. I mean, you have to kind of just let it go at some point and just go, this is what it is, and I'm not going to change you. And that's it. So just be aware of yourself and let people be who they are.
Yeah.
You know? And it's our own attachment to whatever someone is bringing to the table that we get upset by.
Mm-hmm.
So if you let people be them, which really comes from your own allowance to be yourself, and then other people can be who they are.
Mm.
It's really being aware of yourself, being really honest with yourself.
Wow, thank you. Angie.
It's beautiful.
I know. Doesn't it make you want to cry? I've already cried. I cried earlier today. And so I'm open for it again.
Yeah, no, I just love it. Mine is time for self. And I will always come back to that. And in the beginning, if you need to schedule in time for yourself, that's what you do. I want you to take breaks. I want you to schedule to get a massage. I want you to go get a pedicure. I want you to go... you know, shopping on a quiet morning all by yourself, sit, enjoy your coffee, whatever. Just be with yourself and experience that and love that.
Yeah.
And only then can you give to others.
Wow. And, you know, part of this is really looking at our lives and saying yes to the abundance and the unlimited nature of life. Don't you think, Dr. Scott?
Absolutely. And you identify with that last caller who just said is it's okay. The question was, it's okay to spoil myself right now. And I looked at Tim and I'm like, really, when is it not okay if it's for your higher good and the people you surround yourself to spoil yourself? It's you got to take good care of yourself. You got to enjoy your time with yourself and with others. And spoiling yourself's okay, especially during the holidays, as long as it's creating sufficiency and not toxicity to your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And isn't this a time, though, of Thanksgiving? I mean, isn't this a time to really stop? Even if, as Pete Siegel said, you know, we feel we're in the middle of the crunch or in front of some relatives or some people that, you know, may have our blood pressure go up. Isn't this really a moment to stop and really reflect on the beauty of our lives those around us?
It's one of those holidays where I love it because it's non-religious. Everyone can participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not let's ostracize this person, that person. Everyone can be thankful.
Yeah, and I've actually had a Dr. Pat, I guess you would call it a graduate, somebody who went to trainings with you.
The crust-busting class?
The crust-busting class, yeah. And she's asked all of her friends to really, before they actually get into the holiday season, is to ask the question, what are the possibilities?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go through the questions, the possibilities can be good, they can be bad. But if you think about it and you get all that energy out, then you can really enjoy the process of the holidays. And so she brought that into the office the other day, and that's really our question for our patients this week is, what are the possibilities as you're getting worked up? What are the possibilities as you're getting ready to enjoy?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to be offering that crust busting class in January again.
Okay.
Again, backed by popular demand. Every year I say I'm not going to do it anymore, and then there it is.
Yeah.
How about Thanksgiving for you, Angie?
For me? What am I doing?
What could you say about gratitude?
Gratitude.
You know, because part of what you do in the field of nutrition, I mean, there are so many questions, so many doubts, so many challenges, so many struggles for people. I mean, yeah. I can't think of, except for maybe romance and sex, an area of life where people struggle.
Yeah.
It's around food.
Yeah. They definitely do. There's so many emotions tied into it. And I think moving through this season, knowing you're going to have to see your family more. We all love our family, but somehow we revert back to being nine when we're around them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that emotional charge. And it's I think that there'll always be that emotional connection with food. And then the best advice I always give is just to eat consistently throughout the day and be good to yourself and feed your soul. Mm-hmm. You know, and enjoy.
All right. Thank you all. I want to tell you that for me, I am so grateful for the presence and the power that you bring to the Dr. Pat Show. And I want you to know that you have touched the lives of so many people. So thank you all. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, Benny, for another great produced show. And all of you out there, make yourselves a great day.